Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Simplify, based off the devotional Simplify. So to simplify things, we're just going to call the podcast Simplify. This is L.J. Harry, author of the devotional Simplify that is published by Word of Flame Press and available at PentecostalPublishing.com. I'm so thankful and honored that you would give part of your day to me and allow me to help you in your relationship with God. As we walk through this devotional, I pray this devotional helps you to draw closer to Jesus. You're welcome to read along with Simplify if you have a copy of it, or just listen as I read through the devotions. And some of the devotions are arranged in calendar order. So the book is best read when you begin on the first week of the year. Since we're now 16 weeks into the year, we're going to start today on devotion number 16, called Do I Have to Read the Begats? We were cruising down the interstate through West Virginia when we stopped for fuel and food. After I filled up the car and cup holders, I turned to get back on the interstate. Well, I thought I did. I'm not exactly good with directions. In fact, I'm not even bad with directions. I'm woefully bad with directions. Directions and I broke up years ago. But not even I could mess this up. Just turn left out of the gas station and right onto the on-ramp. Easy enough, right? But somehow, as only I am gifted to do, I took the wrong turn and ended up lost. My car left the comfort of pavement and ended up on a gravel road. I was driving about 20 miles per hour, wondering if this little shortcut would get me back to the interstate, when I looked around and saw homes that were mobile and cars that weren't, clotheslines and outhouses everywhere. I have no idea how I got there, but my only concern was turning around without trespassing and getting back to 70 miles per hour so I would live to tell my grandchildren about this little detour. I found a gravel driveway, executed my three-point turn, and got out of there as fast as my little 91 Dodge Spirit would take me. I have never been more excited to see pavement. As I opened up my Bible reading plan, I found myself on another gravel road. But I know how I got there. I was cruising along through the book of 2 Kings, reading heroic acts like Josiah's revival and heinous acts like Nebuchadnezzar's cruelty. I read about Hezekiah's extra 15 years and how one angel slew 185,000 Assyrians in one night. Then I came to a screeching halt as the slick pavement of 2 Kings 25 gave way to the rough rocks of 1 Chronicles 1. I found myself reading at a snail's pace, trying hard to pronounce names like Oholibama and Hazobiba. Those names mean very little to me, so I started hunting for a place to turn around without trespassing. When I realized all these names and the people who bore those names mean very much to God. A few of them have commentary to tell us who they were and what they did, but most of them just give us the name of a person who lived and died. I have no idea what they did between the day they were born and the day they died, but God knows every deed done every day by every one of them. And this is what amazes me. God cares about every deed done every day by every one of them. When you look around at your factory and see 150 other guys working the line, or you look around at your neighborhood at 20 other families who live on your block, or 1,000 other students at your school, or 10,000 other passengers in the terminal, it would be easy to think that you're just another face in the crowd. You're just another man or woman in the maddening march of humanity. But not to God. If He was so careful to chronicle all those sons and daughters in 1 Chronicles, you need to know that He cares enough about you to know all about you. He knows when you cry and when you laugh. He even knows what makes you cry and what makes you laugh. He knows when you stand tall atop the mountain and when you stumble through the valley. He even knows every time you've given a cup of cold water to someone to show them how much He loves them. He knows, and He cares. So the next time you go speeding through the book of 2 Kings and you come to the book of 1 Chronicles, rather than just skip over all those hard-to-pronounce names, stop long enough to realize God cared enough about them to record them in His book, and He cares enough about you to record your name and what you're doing with your life in another one of His books, the Lamb's Book of Life. At the end of each devotion, we're going to pray, and you're certainly welcome to pray along with me. We're going to ask God to help us to apply what we've learned in this devotion. Lord, You know me. You know everything about me and love me in spite of it. Thank You for being interested in me and in my life. Help me to see myself as You see me. Help me to understand that You see where I am and what I'm going through, and only You see where I'm going and how I'll get there. Please help me to help others understand how much You care about every aspect of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture text for this devotion is found from Isaiah 49, verse 16. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. This is L.J. Harry. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to this Simplify podcast. If you are interested in the devotional Simplify, it is available in print and in an ebook. If you go to PentecostalPublishing.com, just search for Simplify. Also, keep looking for our podcast. As we launch the podcast, it should be on Google Podcasts, iTunes, possibly even Spotify. So look for us in those places and listen to us whenever you get a chance. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to talking to you next week as we continue to walk with God as we walk through Simplify.